Well, welcome to Attitude Adjustment. This is your host, Amy Loboda. How are you on this wonderful EAA Oshkosh day? I hope everything is going absolutely fabulous for you. I know it is for me. I have one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, a co-volunteer here at EAA Air Venture 2014, Hillary Lawrence. Hillary, you are a longtime photographer volunteer for EAA.
That's correct, Amy.
And you come from Connecticut, is that right?
I come from Connecticut. I first came to Oshkosh as working for Flying Magazine, and when I left the magazine, I called out here and I said, do you have something I could do as a volunteer? And I've been volunteering. This is my 19th year on the photo staff.
19 years on the photo staff. So you know something about cameras.
Well, I like to think it's just a vehicle for taking good pictures. I'm probably not the best craftsman, but I think I do take good pictures. I'm more interested in the people. I'm not really the air show person, but I do enjoy taking pictures of people.
Now, in your real life, you are not a photographer full-time, is
no.
that correct?
No, I'm a science teacher, educator.
Excellent, excellent. A long-time educator.
Long-time educator, yeah.
But when you come out here, how does it feel to switch gears?
Oh, it's nice to, it's just totally different. It's, you know, it's a wonderful hobby, and it's just totally different than teaching.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the volunteer mentality, too. And there's something special. There's something that draws you back 19 times.
I think I'd have to say it's the people. And, I mean, airplanes are great, but it's the people that fly them. And I think I would say I have lifelong friends that I've met here in 19 plus four conventions. They're people I still keep in contact with that I met at the very beginning.
That's wonderful. So when you come out and you put on your photo jacket, it's more than just, they don't just tell you, hey, Hillary, here's a camera, go take pictures. There's a lot of organization involved. You actually have a beat, is my understanding. You've got a specialty.
There are about five or six co-chairmen, and each of them have a designated area. Mine is working with the government safety, advocacy and safety group. And officially the government host, so I cover the visits of government guests as the FAA administrator, NTSB, secretaries of transportation, governors, people from the Pentagon, generals. And a lot of the hosting that the group does is also other countries, the New Zealand equivalent of the FAA. They came as guests, and then they keep coming back as a returning guest. We've had officials from the Pentagon. We've had people from all types of aviation, people that want to start events such as this, learning how to have a convention, and even a prince.
Wow, a prince.
A prince.
Now, what's the trick to capturing these? Obviously, a lot of government, a lot of very organized, uniformed personnel who are here on a highly structured visit many times, and they're VVIPs. What's the trick to capturing them and getting a decent photo out of that?
Take a lot of pictures.
Okay, well, that's the trick to
start
any
shooting
decent.
As soon as you get there. A lot of it is kind of what we call a grip and grin or a meet and greet, where people are shaking hands. I meet the airplanes when they come in. We wave goodbye when they depart. I just cover everything they do in a day, people they meet, maybe an airplane flight they take. I just cover their whole visit.
Do you have a favorite person that you've covered over the years?
No, I just think I've certainly had the opportunity to meet some very high level people, you know, cabinet appointees. People come and they just have such a great day. They're so excited. They want to come back and bring their families the next year.
Do you find you get special requests for some of these photos?
From
maybe their attaché people or stuff like that? Or
we send, for example, if the administrator of the FAA is here, my pictures get sort of put into an album. and that all gets sent to him or her.
Now, this causes you to have to chase down their schedule, though, and it's not, they're not always on time, right? I mean, this changes the way you work sometimes.
We have a briefing every morning, and we know what days people are coming. For example, the governor will be here one day this week, and it's 4 hours from then to then. So that's what I'll be doing those 4 hours. Usually we know about when Wheels Down will be on the FAA plane, so we're usually there to meet the plane. No, part of my briefing would be getting the schedule for the day, and then I just stay with that particular person all day.
Okay, so they're smart enough to know that they can't double schedule you for something in the afternoon.
Oh, it's happened. Didn't you know I can be in two places at once, sometimes three? Woman of many talents.
That's fair. That's fair. Now, EAA photographers, a lot of them get something to transport themselves around the field rapidly. We see a lot of different people with EAA staff or EAA volunteer labels on them all over the field. It's critical that the photo and the video people, though, have pretty good access. Can you explain a little bit about what tools you get and how you try to use them very carefully, obviously, in the crowds?
Sure. Our equipment, in fact, I just picked up my camera. We have different types of vehicles depending on how far you have to go and what you need to do. There are a couple of tractors, you know, the small John Deere golf carts. We have somebody that's dedicated to driving us around to assignments. Probably 25 to 30 volunteers on any given convention. And the five or six, as I mentioned, one person's in charge of the ditch crew, which is people shooting the air show. And they have to go through a briefing and have special instructions and special vests. And there's someone that does the daytime programs, and there's someone that does the night programs that just coordinates. Someone does warbirds, and myself doing the advocacy and safety group.
Excellent, excellent. 25 to 30 people, that's a lot of people to coordinate. So you do more than just hook up here, grab cameras, and go. You must communicate during the year.
We do. We usually have an email or two, conference call. I think the advantage is I'm actually one of the youngsters as far as being on the committee for a while. So there's probably 200 years worth of experience in just the five or six chairmen alone. And we do. But I think it's like riding a bicycle. Once you've done it, you know what has to be done, and you know. You know where to get the good angles. You know where to be. Depending, obviously, the sun's changing during the day, so you need to know where you need to position yourself at a particular event so you're not shooting into the sun or, you know, whatever. Whether you need a flash. You know ahead of time what equipment you need. And there's even a plan if we're getting a special arrival. For example, when the Boeing Dreamlifter came in a couple years ago, we had assigned places on the runway, and you're shooting here with this lens, you're shooting here with this lens. So there's somebody that's thought that through, I think very brilliantly, to know which lens to use at which spot on the runway.
That's fabulous. Now, we are not talking about 1,000 pictures a day. We're talking about 10,000 pictures a day, it feels like, with all those people out there shooting. Who's doing the back end, and where do these photos ultimately end up? I mean, somebody's got to go through and pick the good ones.
Yes, I think it's a constant process. We, a couple of years ago, now what we do is come in with our digital card, and they download it for you, and then there are computer tech people that start working on our pictures right away. That's been a wonderful blessing to some of, you know, because you have to sit there and maybe hours. I mean, sometimes you just go and you start the download, then you go have your lunch, because sometimes these downloads take so long. But with the addition of a computer IT crew with us in right in our building, that's really expedited things.
Fabulous. So the ability to do the post-processing on this is much, costs you much less time than it used to. Where do these photos ultimately end up?
They live here at headquarters in the photo department.
So they're not yours, really.
No.
Because they give you the camera and, yeah.
No, they belong to EAA. Although now with digital abilities, I can actually pick my favorites and take my 10 or 15 favorites home with me.
Okay, and they don't mind that. That's all part of the deal. Excellent. So if somebody is looking to hone their photography skills or they have a lot of skill and they think that this is something they might like to do, help EAA out, how do they become a volunteer?
I would say just go to the EAA website and there's a section on there for volunteers and contact EAA during the winter and say, this is what I'd be interested in. We have added new people over the years, but I would say it's a pretty core group.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's been together for quite a while.
Yes, that's true, but never say never.
Nope.
There's always room for one more in the right circumstances, and it sure is one of the more interesting volunteer jobs here at the show, and this is a show that could not be put on without volunteers. Volunteers are the essence of what goes on here. And I know that as a volunteer. You know that as a volunteer. We have a great time with all of our volunteers here at the radio station. Hillary Lawrence, co-chair, photo, imaging, and government VIPs at EAA AirVenture 2014. Thank you so much for taking the time to come be on the show with us today. We will be right back. Thanks again, Hillary.
Thanks, Amy.